My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Sabres work it up top. Rasmus Dahlin inside on Verhaeghe. Joakim Harju opens up for the shot. Scores!
One of the Firth moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For the moments in life, go forth to Firth. Jeremy White with you. Sneaky Joe, he's not here today. He's going to the game tonight in New York. Bills and Jets on Monday Night Football. We'll take more of your calls. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Right back at the calls. We'll go to Fred in Elmwood, on Elmwood, in Elmwood. Where are you, Fred? Are you on Elmwood?
Elmwood Village. So
yeah, okay. In the Elmwood Village. Very
right
good.
In the heart of Buff.
Very good.
Listen, man, I've been listening all morning. First time caller, big fan. Happy to be on. And I kind of just, I like Sean. I think obviously last game, the end was lacking big time, but he's a William & Mary alum, and one of my buddies went there, and he actually met him at an alum event, and apparently he can just throw him back. So I'm down with Sean. I think tonight what we got to focus on, I've been deep online, I've been on the Reddit, and it seems like our boys are beefing up for tonight, and I think we just got to get a bunch of bodies on Rodgers and kind of just put the Jets out of their misery at this point. I feel like there's a big breaking point, and we just got to get beefy and get some bodies and just send a sea of grown men down and just fucking Eric.
All right. Oops. Careful there, Fred. Can they get after Rodgers? Yes. I think that's ultimately, I've declared the Jets season over a couple times already, and I'll be ready to do it tonight if they beat him again. Rodgers has never played well against the Bills. He hasn't played the Bills all that many times, but he had 54 attempts against Minnesota for 244. I'm just not sold on Rodgers. I think he is going to limit them. I think his ability right now is diminished. And we talked to Paul Esden at 8:30 about, is this the Rodgers you thought you would be getting, or is it a little less? And he said a little less. Still probably better than Zach Wilson's or Mike White's, but I think they treat him like a game manager, and I don't know how many game managers are going to beat the Bills. I don't think the Jets will be able to do it. Last time the Jets won this game in New York, it was with a overtime punt return touchdown. So unless their defense does nasty things, which it might, I don't think they'll win this game. I don't think am I going to tell you I'm not afraid of Aaron Rodgers? That's what I'm going to say. Watching him in the pocket, watch him take a bunch of big hits, the way the Bills are able to get after the passer relatively consistently. I mean, no Vaughn again tonight, but I think the Bills' defense will be fine. Getting Terrell Bernard back in there is huge. We saw the play that he made last week and the caliber of player that he is. Taron Johnson, talking with Sal earlier, all indications are he said he'd be surprised if he does not play. Taylor Rapp will be back. So, you know, you're missing Matt Milano. And we know this defense has played great without Milano before. I expect them to. So, can they stop the run? This is something I feel like I remember year over year. There are some consistent themes. Oh, can the Bills stop the run? Every season that is a concern, it just never lands for me as a concern. It's not the more important thing is stop the pass. Pass and stop the pass. It's been that way for a while. Stopping the run, Baltimore is a different animal. Houston, how did Houston run the ball against them? How did, I guess Arizona did, but it was mainly Kyler Murray. Bills Cardinals, pull up the box score. Kyler Murray dinged them for a bunch of runs. What did James Conner do in this game? James Conner in the opener went 16 for 50. That is not good running. Kyler, 5 for 57. That's where they got you. Miami in the second game of the season did not ding them. Did Jacksonville, like this, they're weak against the run, their run defense. Like, okay, if you include a couple mobile quarterbacks, and I don't have one of those here, I've got Aaron Rodgers and Breece Hall, who in his last three games has averaged 3 yards per carry. So, not too concerned about it. I know it's a way they can be, but Cam Akers went for 42 yards, 9 for 42. Look at the full Houston Texans lineup to see who did the most damage on the ground. Ogunbowale, 15 for 30. You know, Stroud got him for 9 yards a carry. So far, it's been quarterbacks that have been getting him. And, of course, Derrick Henry on the first play of the game. That was a tough one. 803-0550. Jerry and Kenmore. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, guys. A couple callers ago, I couldn't agree less. Good teams dictate play. If there's not a threat to go down the field, you can't win in this league running 17 plays for 4 drives a game. You're going to have penalties. You're going to make mistakes. There's going to be a turnover. You're doing what the defense wants you to do. No team wants to ever do what the other team wants. Coaching decisions. I've coached for years. One of the ways you make a coaching decision is you think, what would the other team want me to do? And I'm going to do the reverse of that. I know we don't have the tools to do it, but if you don't throw the ball down the field once in a while and there's no threat of it at all, you can't win in this league.
Oh, I tend to agree. And I spent my Sunday and whatever. I mean, like the wide receiver point, I don't know if the ship has sailed for this year. Of course, there's potential for growth. Like Coleman, the growth that could come from him is important. I'm not ruling that out. Samuel is lost right now. I don't know what to do with that. They said they wanted to get him involved, and he had nothing against Houston. Shakir's absence might have been a big part of that. Kincaid. And I made the point earlier about Kincaid, and is there a vertical element to his game? Allen missed him on a vertical throw last week. He probably could have used a big vertical shot and a touchdown to get people off of his back. Kincaid, and Allen for that matter. Allen hitting deep shots. You know, Diggs dropped the one in the playoff game, but Allen on deep shots, that has gone away from his game. The Bills do not hit teams over the top really ever. Missed one against Arizona to MVS, missed Diggs a bunch of times last year down the field. Of course, you know, the playoff game drop got more headlines, but there were 4 or 5 misses in the regular season on those shots over the top. It's something they probably need to find a way to get back in their game. 803-0550. Thank you for the phone call. 1-888-550-2550. Fun little quirk in the NFL right now. The top 4 teams in the league in point differential. This will probably change tonight. It really depends what happens tonight. Because the Bills can be in this mix too as we sit here and talk about like panic mode for them. But, you know, they blow teams out. Net points in the league. Number 1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, hold on, sorry. Number one is Minnesota. Net points. Point differential is what we're getting at here. Number two. Detroit. Number three, Chicago. Number four, Green Bay. The top four teams in the NFL in point differential are in the NFC North. All four of them. And here are the Bills at plus 36. They're behind Tampa and Pittsburgh as well. But, you know, the Bills, I don't think the Bills are going to move into the top two. But, you know, 10-point victory could put them back in top three. 803-0550. You can give us a call if you want on, you know, Bills and Jets. Are they in trouble? Is anybody in panic mode? Not yet. I feel like tonight is the tipping point. Tonight becomes panic mode. Ryan in New York City. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Just a couple points here. One, I think tonight is going to be the huge indicator for everything for this team on the offensive side. I mean, everyone loves to blame the wide receivers, but do we truly have the five worst wide receivers in the NFL? You know, when you're watching games this weekend, you see the Chargers. Their leading receiver yesterday was some guy named Simi Fehoko, Ladd McConkey, Kalani Vidal, Palmer, Disley, Johnson, all those guys, and Herbert is throwing for 237. So tonight, we know what they're going to do. They're going to play man coverage. They're going to press. They're going to keep one safety over the top, and they're going to bring pressure, and they're going to challenge these guys to get open. Now, where my questions come is, one, this falls on Brady. Brady looked good weeks one through three because we were playing at an even score where the run was still an option. He struggled when he had to come up with passing plays, when the defense knows that we're passing because we're either playing from behind or we have long third downs. My next question is, if the thought process was everybody eats, let's give Josh Allen, you know, this ragtag crew of wideouts because we have Josh Allen, it doesn't matter. Whose thought was that? Yeah. Was that McDermott? Was that Brady? Was that Bean? Because clearly, if we lose tonight and we were so, it was so easy to stop this team by just playing man coverage and, you know, pressing, then someone needs to fall for that, because you can't tell me that, you know, that strategy works. Yes, with Patrick Mahomes, I understand people think Allen's the second best quarterback, but Patrick Mahomes also has the greatest play caller in NFL history in Andy Reid. So it really doesn't matter because Andy Reid is so good. We have a guy who got fired by the Panthers. So if that was the strategy, whether it was McDermott, Bean, I don't know who it was, you can't tell me that. Why are you not drafting three wideouts? Why are you not trading? You know, you draft Keon Coleman, then maybe trade a third and a second next year, move up and get Jalen Polk or Ladd McConkey, because clearly that matters more than either a Dwayne Carter or a Cole Bishop. And that's a huge miss if Josh Allen truly does need these wideouts and he does need this talent, and we can't just kind of, you know, win with Allen and, you know, no one else. And then the other thing is the Kincaid move. I truly don't understand it. You know, we were told Kincaid is this type of Kelce player. He's super, athletic tight end, and he's way better than Dawson Knox. Well, in the NFL, you have to make smart moves. I understand that, Kincaid fell to you, but show me why that makes any sense. I mean, every game it's 3 for 40, you know, little screen passes to him. Is he a vertical guy? Is he a short guy? You know, I thought he was going to line up in the slot as a receiver. If Kincaid isn't this player that he was, then the whole narrative of, oh, well, we're the Chiefs with Kelce falls through as well. So then this is a huge hit on, I don't know who it is. Is it Pagula? Is it Bean? Is it McDermott? That's what I don't understand, and I'll listen to your thoughts.
But. Thanks, Ryan. Yeah, like, I don't want to represent that everything is terrible at all. I mean, they've got a lot of talented players. I always come back to, like, the one overarching point, which is, you kind of said it. Who decided they should go to 12, and when did they decide that? Who decided two tight ends was better? Did they decide it as soon as Kincaid fell on the draft board? If Zay Flowers were there, would they have not done that and gone for Zay Flowers, who had 9 for 132 in the first half yesterday? And what would they have done? I mean, Washington gives up a lot to everybody. But it's just, it kind of gets to seat of your pants. What's your offensive identity? What is it? It's yak now? Okay, now you're a yak team. You have a guy that can rip it down the field, but you're going to make it a lot of short throws. Okay. I also, it comes down to, you know, everybody eats is going to be a slogan for a while that we'll remember for a while. And maybe they get it on the right track and they keep pumping it. Yesterday, you mentioned, like, all these guys that just go in and succeed. Bub Means. You ever heard of Bub Means? Bub Means, 5 for 45 and a touchdown. That's the guy that went in because Chris Olave got a concussion. 5 for 45 and a touchdown from Spencer Rattler. But everybody ate in New Orleans. They also lost by 24 points. Buccaneers, what do? Mike Evans usually gets shut down against the Saints. He did. 2 for 34. Who picked it up? Chris Godwin, 11 for 125 and two touchdowns. Baker Mayfield threw touchdown passes to four different receivers. If they win tonight, everything's fine. You know, 4-2, and we'll see how things go, the season goes. This ongoing conversation about their pass catchers, it's like 2 years of this. And Kincaid, I think everybody thinks, is a good player. You can't think of him like a receiver, because if you did, he's a bust. The numbers aren't there. If you think of him like a tight end, oh, he's a nice tight end. If you think of him like a receiver, if Keon Coleman has four touchdowns by his 21st game, we would say, what happened? Does he already have three? Does he have two? He's two. Like, he's going to pass. He could pass Kincaid in a month. Receivers put up bigger numbers. And if you think of Kincaid like a receiver, the numbers are not good enough. So, I'll think about him as a tight end. And then I want to get a little bit more out of that still. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. We'll wrap things up. Get more of your calls. Chat about it. Bills and Jets tonight. They're going to win. Josh, they're going to win.
I like your optimism.
Okay.
I feel good about it. I'm not going to predict it either way or the other. I'm not a big predictions guy, but
all right.
I'm on the train with you.
803-0550 to join us on WGR.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.